Oh, if you don't talk about it, it might just go away.
Hey, now, look, a lot of people, like, the shortages. We're talking everything, anything and everything last year. And year now.
I had a friend doing a renovation, and he said that as soon as he'd signed the contract, basically it was almost a month later, the guys come and said, look, I'm sorry, but I can't do it for that price anymore because prices of materials have
gone up.
But
it's everything, mate. Like, you go to the supermarket, you can't get chicken breast because of what's going on with COVID. You can't get chicken breast, you can't get potatoes. You know, there are so many things, but specifically with timber, because there's the building industry on the Central Coast is such an instrumental part of the economy here. To find out, is the timber still slow at getting through? We've got Kev Cunningham.
Best in the business. Kev, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Kevy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Is it still difficult to get timber?
Mate, it certainly is. And we've been told it's not going to get any flow anytime soon.
Yeah, right. When this all first happened, were the builders everywhere, and did you put aside a secret stash, hoping that had tied you over for extra material until this all sorted itself out?
Mate, yeah, I was actually lucky enough to have a heads up early in the piece, and I put away about 50 packs of timber, but I've actually used all that stash, and they're trickle feeding us at the moment, so they're only giving us like 3 or 4 packs a week, so which with the size of our company, we can't sort of sustain we're doing like 30 to 40 homes a year, so we can't sustain that sort of amount of timber, which is
three or four packs would build you a single story house, you build you three or four packs would build a house?
Yeah, you do a single story, you're probably closer to 5 packs for a house.
Yeah.
And you know, and you're only allowed to have a few packs a week, but we're doing a couple of homes a week sort of thing. So
Kevy, is there a solution for this?
You know, steel, but steel's gone up too, and, you know, I guess the supply chain in the steel would end up in the same issue. I mean, we've got transport issues, we've got, shipping issues. It's been a bit of a nightmare year for any product, not any timber, so...
Yeah. So if anyone is interested in doing something, right, and they talk to you right now, how far out are you saying, I can't touch you for 6 months, 12 months, or what's the score?
Yeah, well, we're booked up, even if we haven't got a supply chain issue, we're booked up for at least 12 months. But, you're still, with the supply chain, it's not necessarily going to get any better. So we're looking at alternatives, and the only alternative at the moment is steel. Manufactured timbers, but LVL, we've only got one manufacturer in Australia that does the LVL. Everything else is imported.
Now, that's laminated beams.
Laminated, yeah, veneered lumber. Yeah.
Now, what about for you do-it-yourselfers like me? Bloody handy tradesman, 2 a.m. Kev on the weekend.
He'll tell you. He'll tell you all about it.
Is that affecting like your weekend tradies as well? Like myself?
Not really, mate. I think there's a limit of stuff that you can get if you only do a small jobs.
Yeah.
You can get small quantities without any issue. I mean, even go down to the local Bunnings and they've got a limited range you can take, and you know, you probably get 10 or 12 lengths, which generally will do most small jobs. It just depends on how small your job is, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And so what's the overall effect on the cost of things you're doing? Have your prices gone up by a certain percentage, you reckon?
Oh, mate, it's gone through the roof. I was paying $2.70 a linear metre for 90 by 45 just over 12 months ago, and now I'm paying $9.20.
What?
So
that's not right.
It's crazy, mate.
So that's really more crazy. Than three times, nearly three times, well, virtually three times the price.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's what timber's done, and that's, you know, it's hard for us to sustain. I was lucky enough, I haven't had to pass on price increases to my clients.
Yeah.
I signed contracts and I honoured those contracts, but now with all the new quotes coming through, people are being hit with stupid price increases, and you know, it's adding between 80 and 100 grand to a normal build. It's just crazy.
Is there something the government can do, or is it not in the government's hands?
Mate, it would be nice if the government could step in and do something, because it's going to just make housing unaffordable.
Yeah, jeez. Have you gone up, if timber's gone up three times the price, that means that price of the job will go up virtually three times.
Well, it's generally, if you look at the big picture, you're looking at about 15 to 20% on a normal build because steel's gone up, timber's gone up. Like timber's gone up a massive percent. Everything else has gone up between 15% and 20%. But you know, there's increases on everything. Transport has gone up massive, so delivery costs have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Everything has gone up. There's nothing that hasn't been hit.
Jeez.
Well, thank goodness it hasn't gone three times the price when you get to the bar and you want to order just two pints for you and a mate. Imagine that was three times the price. That'd be hell.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, Rob would still pay for it.
It wouldn't happen. The government would have to step in.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning. Let us know, mate.
No worries, mate. Good on you.
Yeah, Kevin Cunningham. Go well, Kev. From Kevin Cunningham Building. Thanks for that, buddy.